Good morning, everybody. I think today Simon and Lisa are up for this week's discussion. Simon, Lisa, would you please take a seat out here? If I remember correctly, you are going to discuss the positive and negative aspects of Facebook.
Yes, good morning. Lisa and I have decided to talk about Facebook because social networking sites are becoming more and more significant for masses of people. At the moment, Facebook has got 500 million users and there are many, many teenagers among them, which is also a reason why we have chosen this topic. I am going to represent the supporters of Facebook.
And I'm going to speak for the opponents. Simon?
One of the best things about Facebook and any other social platform is that you can share ideas, moods and pictures with your friends anytime you feel like it. You can either post comments, update your status, or use chat rooms to stay in touch with your buddies.
I agree that today, communication is a lot easier because of the internet. When it comes to Facebook, I would not consider every post necessary. Let me give you an example. Who is interested in reading about what you had for lunch or for how long you have been waiting for the bus? I don't believe that anybody's life is that important.
But this is what social contact is all about. In real life conversations, people also say things that are unimportant or even stupid.
That may be true, but don't forget that real life conversations happen in real time. As soon as something is said, it's gone again. If you post a stupid comment online, it will be there forever.
But you can delete your posts too.
That's an illusion. The people who own Facebook keep everything.
They may keep all the data, but they are not permitted to pass that information on to others. Another positive aspect of Facebook is that it offers many ways to entertain yourself. You can play hundreds of games like Farmville, do fun quizzes, look at photos that other people have posted, or link your page to YouTube clips.
I would not necessarily see that as something positive. Facebook is just another excuse for not going outside and meeting other people. I am sure you have already heard about lots of teenagers and adults who have become addicted and pulled back from their social contacts.
Lisa, Simon, thank you for making such great points. It's time for class discussion.